AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Polls are open in many states on this Super Tuesday.
It is the most important day, I believe, in this entire primary season.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz hoping to hold on to his home state of Texas today as frontrunner Donald Trump looks to sweep the South. Rival Marco Rubio just trying to stay competitive. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has an expert's look at the fierce Republican race.
Leonard Steinhorn at American University says it could become a Trump-Rubio race if Ted Cruz cannot win his home state today.
If he loses Texas, it becomes hard for him to make the argument that he is the chief competitor to Donald Trump.
Nearly half the delegates needed for the GOP nomination are on the line. A third of the Democratic delegates, too, though Iowa State University's David Anderson says that race is effectively over.
Hillary Clinton has all but wrapped up this nomination.
Sagar Magani reporting on the 2016 presidential primary Super Tuesday. Now on to the fight over the vacancy on the Supreme Court. The president will meet today with the Senate Republican leaders who are promising to block his nominee, no matter who it is. There's no indication that there will be any agreement at this meeting. Meanwhile, Attorney General Loretta Lynch will say today that law enforcement and technology at odds over encryption and other issues of digital privacy must have an open dialogue to try to resolve their differences. She'll speak at a conference in San Francisco. Funeral services today for the Virginia police officer shot dead on her very first day on the job. The suspect accused of shooting Prince William County police officer Ashley Gwinden is in jail. His wife was also shot dead. This is AP Radio News. It is a different case, but a judge in New York has ruled that the Justice Department cannot force Apple to help the FBI hack into a locked iPhone. This case has to do with a drug case in Brooklyn. Here's our Julie Walker.
This decision in Apple's favor in a New York court comes after a separate one in California that ordered the tech giant to create software to help the U.S. hack the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter who killed 14 people in December. While the two cases are separate, the New York decision gives support to Apple's position in its fight in California. The tech company's filing to oppose that order is due by Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
Actor George Kennedy is dead at the age of 91. He was known for his portrayal of a savage chain gang convict in the 1960s classic Cool Hand Luke. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.